12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping seems like a dream to me now.
It's summertime in northern Michigan.
Soon it'll be summertime in northern Michigan. On the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Pure Michigan's Nick Nerbon. How are you, friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning. Yeah, it's not looking too much like spring out there. This morning looked chillier than it has been, but we're definitely looking forward to spring and summer headed this way.
Oh, I'm telling you, and it's staying lighter longer. You can just kind of feel it and smell it in the air. You know, it's interesting to me. When you travel, I haven't been to the state of New York in over a decade. And I just got a text this morning telling me that I have an overdue toll that has to be paid by March 6th there's going to be legal and financial consequences, blah, blah, blah. So I click on the link and it goes to the state of New York telling me I owe them 73 cents for a toll. I haven't been there in a decade. So I'm just going to say that that's probably spam.
Yeah, I think these spammers get more and more sophisticated, you know,
delete
that.
I tell ya.
And just move on,
authentic. Well, yeah, I know. It's just something. No toll roads here in our state, and I know a lot of people are starting to plan their spring break, whether they're heading somewhere in Michigan or staycations, and you have all the details.
Well, that's the thing, is there are so many wonderful things to do throughout the state of Michigan during spring break. There are people travel all over the country for sure during spring break, but there's a lot of great opportunities if you're staying home or staying closer to home. So some great day trips from the West Michigan area. Grand Rapids obviously has so many different things happening all the time. Great events happening at DeVos Place and at the Van Andel Arena and other places. But there's some great attractions to see. Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, they're doing their Butterflies and Blooming. We talked about that earlier this month, a couple weeks ago. And they also have wonderful indoor exhibits there to see. And, you know, as the spring comes, maybe you want to explore the outdoors there as well. There's wonderful sculpture park and the trail that walks through the outdoor gardens there as they come to life for the spring. And then so many wonderful museums in Grand Rapids, like the Ford Presidential Museum, the Grand Rapids Public Museum, and Art Museum. Great things to do in downtown Grand Rapids. So that's one great option.
Yeah, there really is a lot. And, of course, Kalamazoo, you've got the Gilmore Car Museum and the Air Zoo. Mm-hmm. And I know people love the Air Zoo. What do you have to do, like, say, down in the St. Joseph area? I haven't been down in that area in a really long time.
Well, this is something I learned a lot about last year for spring break. We did some interviews about it. And they've got the Silver Beach Carousel. It's a historic carousel that they have indoors. So it can be outdoors in the summer. They have a way to open up the building. But in the winter, they keep it open. So you can go down there on weekends and really enjoy that really fun carousel. They've got a Lego event that's happening down there. So that's really fun this spring. And they also have the Curious Kids Museum and Discovery Zone. These are two separate locations in that Silver Beach area right along the Lake Michigan waterfront in downtown St. Joe. It's a great downtown, by the way, too. Great restaurants and fun things down there. And that's only about an hour, a little over an hour away from the Grand Haven area.
Mm-hmm.
Great place to take a day trip down and have fun with the family.
I love it. I love that people are taking vacations to the city of Detroit. I never thought in my lifetime that I would see that. I knew that the city would always come back at some point. I knew it. I just didn't know when. And it's back. It's here. And people are going to Detroit to do so many amazing things.
It really is. When I was growing up in Mount Pleasant, we would go down for sporting events and various things, but my mom and a friend of hers took my brother and sisters and myself along with her friend's children, and we went down to the Detroit Institute of Arts and went down and explored some of the things down there. Now, as you point out, a lot of these things, like Belle Isle, for example, has been really upgraded and renovated. You know, the new Arboretum and the aquarium there have been redone. There's all kinds of this the Guardian Building alone, some of the architecture in Detroit. And so lots of different opportunities to visit downtown and be part of that revitalization.
That's a fact. And you know, there's the Detroit Zoo, Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. 696 closed for 2 years. That's eastbound. Now, I'm somebody that grew up along Lake St. Clair, so I would take 696 to 94 and get off at 10 Mile Road. I'm going to have to change my whole thing. But if you were going to the Detroit Zoo, say, for a day trip, the closure of 696 certainly would affect your travel. So we're seeing lots of people having to navigate that for the next 2 years. You know, people like to go to Frankenmuth for spring break, too. You've got indoor water parks and Zender Splash Village and Bavarian Inn Lodge. And, you know, the Great Lakes Mall area, they've got a Peppa Pig Land. You don't have kids, so I don't know if you know what Peppa Pig is, Nick, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Well, yeah, the Peppa Pig Land is a big draw for sure. You know, with Frankenmuth, the two water parks, I was there last year for a meeting around this time of year, and I was walking down the hall, and here's a family with Cincinnati Bengals gear on.
Really?
And I said, oh, you folks visiting up from the Cincinnati area? They're like, yeah, we come every year.
Yeah.
So this is a great place for families to come visit.
I love it. And I did want to add that your ski resorts, some of them stay open the first weekend in April, through the first weekend in April. So that's an option, too.
And there's tons of great events throughout the month of March. So at the end of March, you know, places like Crystal Mountain, they're doing their retro weekend in a couple of weeks. And then there's also all kinds of, like, that's one of the things ski areas do is these March weekends and then into early April for many of them, they have great deals and packages.
Mm-hmm.
So you get skiing and lodging all in one great price.
I love it.